The unoccupied trains will be used in rail yards where Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad operates. The drone trains won't be used to haul cargo, but only to switch cars. BNSF spokesperson Steve Forsberg says this is a new technology for them, but it's been used in Canada for a decade. It puts the control of the train engine in the hands of a worker on the ground who is switching cars to different tracks.
So there's still a human being in control of it, but we've seen a reduction in accidents in our yards using this technology up to 42%.
That way the person with a remote control can stop the train and not rely on an engineer who might not see the switcher as in danger. The hitch is that some rail yards cross public roads and go into neighborhoods.
When we were talking about movements through crossings, I said this technology, that person has to be there on the ground right at the crossing.
So you always have somebody at every
public
right. crossing?
That is absolutely right.
That's not good enough for former railroad worker Herb Bergson. Bergson was mayor of Superior when a train derailed in 1992, spilling toxic chemicals and forcing 50,000 people to evacuate. He's unhappy about the yellow signs popping up in neighborhoods that read, "Attention, locomotive may be unoccupied."
And it frightens me. It frightens me when you've got a home just 30 or 40 feet from that sign. I spent 11 years working on the railroad, and I saw a lot of accidents. I saw a lot of close calls. A lot of close calls were avoided because the engineer saw something before it happened. He saw a warning sign or hit the brake.
The Superior City Council passed a resolution earlier this year banning the use of remote-controlled trains, mandating that an engineer be on board. But Superior Mayor Dave Ross admits there's little cities can do. Railroads are controlled by the Federal Railroad Administration.
Well, I really think it's moot. I understand that Burlington Northern has already equipped 127 engines. To this technology. It's being used all over the United States, and no city or municipality has been successful in stopping it.
For his part, Ross saw a demonstration of the drone train and isn't concerned about safety. What he's concerned about is losing high-paying union jobs to new technology. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.